Hello, Mr. Maurice. This is Caitlin Swims. Animals are very important to our society. They help us humans through many different ways, from either professional support or offering us endless love and companionship in our daily lives. I hear from different perspectives here and there that some people may argue that us humans don't need pets and animals, and that they need to live their lives and be free. I strongly disagree with that. Us humans are very compassionate about our pets. They help us through our daily struggles and show us love when we may feel like we don't have any in our lives. Us humans do everything in our power to show our pets endless love for them as well. Hearing others talk about our pets seem to be free inspired me to write this and show others how my perspective on why pets need us as much as we need them. I shall clarify that animals need us humans as much as we need them. Although you may think that pets and animals need to be free and wild, not all of them should be set free. We need our animals in our lives. Prevention from cruelty to animals became our important movement in early 19th century England, where it grew alongside of humanitarian current that advanced human rights, including the anti-slavery movement and later moved from the woman's suffrage. Animal and human rights boil down to the fundamental right, the right that should be treated with respect as an individual with inherent value. Whether they are dogs, cats, guinea pigs, monkeys, llamas, pigs, or hens, animals help humans in countless vital ways. They help make a valuable contribution to human health and recovery, taking an important role, for example, in therapy and rehabilitation programs. According to nap.edu, by studying animals, it is possible to obtain information that cannot be learned in any other way. When a new drug or surgical technique is developed, society deems it unethical to use a drug technique first in human beings because of the possibility it would cause harm rather than good. There are other ways seeing this, such as animals do not need to be bred or zoos. Others may think that they don't need to be. But I argue that zoos help other kids explore and see all other animals in the world and bring happiness to others. Others may see this as an animal right, but it's allowing them to experience happiness as well as the animals getting the right treatment they need. In order for us to experience more love, pets and animals, they need to be bred to bring more happiness into this world, experience such as puppy love. These can be valid in some eyes as seeing that animals being kept in cages and not being able to roam, but they are handled with care and love by zookeepers to keep everyone happy. All that said, benefits from seeing this from my point of view is that without animals in our home, etc., us humans would feel lonely. Animals allow us to feel love, compassion, as well as animals to feel connected with a human.